So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Narad's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam, text number 34. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswati Vyasam. Tato Jayamudiraye. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one shall offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supremest human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasdev, the author. Nast prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavate uttam shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and love in service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental song, is established as an irrevocable fact. Evam Ninam Kriya Yoga. Sarva samsriti hetava ta evatma vinasaya kalpante kalpita pare evam nirnam kriya yoga sarva samsriti hetava ta evatma vinasaya kalpante kalpita pare evam nirnam kriya yoga sarva samsriti hetava ta evatma vinasaya kalpante kalpita pare. Evam nam kriya yoga hetava pita pare evam nam kriya yoga vamsa Vinasaya Tapare Evam Ninam Kriya Yoga Ta Evatma Vinasaya kalpanta kalpita pare evam nam kriya yoga sare samsriti hetava sare atma vinasaya kalpante kalpita pare matajis evam nam kriya word to word meaning evam thus nirnam of the human being kriya yoga all activities sarve everything samsriti material existence Hetava causes. Te that. Eva certainly. Atma the tree of work. Vinasaya killing. Kalpate become competent. Kalpita dedicated. Pare unto the transcendence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus, when all a man's activities are dedicated to the service of the Lord, those very activities which caused his perpetual bondage become the destroyer of the tree of work. Please repeat. Thus, when all man's activities are dedicated to the service of the Lord, those very activities which caused his perpetual bondage become the destroyer of the tree of work. Purport. Fruitive work which has perpetually engaged the living being is compared to the banyan tree in the Bhagavad Gita. For it is certainly very deeply rooted. As long as the propensity for enjoying the fruit of work is there, one has to continue the transmigration of the soul from one body or place to another according to one's nature of work. The propensity for enjoyment may be turned into the desire for serving the mission of the Lord. By doing so, one's activity is changed into karma yoga, or the way by which one can attain spiritual perfection while engaging in the work for which he has a natural tendency. Here the word Atma indicates the categories of all fruitive work. The conclusion is that when the result of all fruitive and other work is dovetailed with the service of the Lord, it will cease to generate further karma and will gradually develop into transcendental devotional service, which will not only cut off completely the root of the banyan tree of work, but will also carry the performer to the lotus feet of the Lord. The summary is that one has to first of all seek the association of pure devotees who not only are learned in the Vedanta, but are self-realized souls and unalloyed devotees of Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. In that association, the neophyte devotees must render loving service physically and mentally without reservation. This service attitude will induce the great souls to be more favorable in bestowing their mercy, which injects the neophyte with all the transcendental qualities of the pure devotees. Gradually this is developed into a strong attachment to hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, which makes him able to catch up the constitutional position of the gross and subtle bodies and beyond them the knowledge of the pure soul and his eternal relation with the Supreme Soul, the personality of Godhead. After the relation is ascertained by establishment of the eternal relation, pure devotional service to the Lord begins gradually developing into perfect knowledge of the personality of Godhead beyond the purview of impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma. By such Purushottam Yoga, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, one is made perfect even during the present corporeal existence, and one exhibits all the good qualities of the Lord to the highest percentage. Such is the gradual development by association of pure devotees. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastatada Satarine Om Gyanam Timirandasya Gyanam Janasalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Before I start speaking on the Srimad Bhagavatam verse today, I would like to seek the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas present here to be able to speak something for the benefit of myself and all of us practicing under the guidance of Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. So, as we know, the conclusion of the Vedas is Krishna's to Bhagwan, Bhagwan Swayam. It is further stated in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 15, Vedas cha sarvair aham eva vedayo, Vedanta krit vedavid eva chaham. I am the compiler and knower of the Vedant, and by all the Vedas I am to be known. So, as we can see from Srila Prabhupada's, as we have read from Srila Prabhupada's purport, that there is mention of the banyan tree. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is in chapter 15 also a lot of mention about this banyan tree. And Srila Prabhupada, in his purports, gives very important points. So Srila Prabhupada says that the entanglement of this material world is compared to a banyan tree. When one is engaged in fruitive activities, there is no end to the banyan tree. So the banyan tree is being used as a comparison to our fruitive activities. There is a very nice shloka in Bhagavad Gita. Shri Bhagwan uvacha urdhava mulam adasakam aswatam prahur avyayam chandam siyasya parnani yastam vedasa vedavit. The Supreme Personality of God had said, it is said that there is an imperishable banyan tree that has its roots upwards and its branches down, and whose leaves are the Vedic hymns. One who knows this tree is the knower of the Vedas. So, Srila Prabhupada continues to elaborate on this verse by stating that the tree of this material world has no end, no possibility of liberation. The tree's roots grows from upwards, beginning where Brahma is located. So from the highest planet in this material world, going all the way down. And further, it is commented by Srila Prabhupada that the root of this material existence grows upwards. That's why the analogy of the tree is given. Because as we know that the tree's roots are growing also upwards. So Srila Prabhupada says, because material existence, the root of this material existence grows upwards, meaning that the total material substance from the topmost planet of the universe up to the bottom is full of miseries. So, as we know, why are we speaking about the material and spiritual planets? Because Lord Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam parvartate iti matva bhajante ma buddha bhava samanvita. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So, Aham sarvasya prabhavo. That the Lord is the source of all spiritual and material worlds. So, this banyan tree is actually compared, Srila Prabhupada says, when you're next to a body of water, you usually see a reflection of a tree. But when you see the reflection, you see the reflection as the opposite of the tree standing. So you actually see the roots, and then you see the tree itself and the leaves. So similarly, as we have that reflection of the tree, when you're close to a body of water, similarly, the tree of this material world is only a reflection of the real tree of the spiritual world. And as we know, we have a circle in mathematics. You know, we have a circle, and then we have a semicircle. And in math, we have an instrument called a protractor. And if you place a protractor, it gives you 180 degrees. So Srila Prabhupada actually uses a very good analogy, and he says, So in the spiritual world, we have the real tree. But then when you actually look at it from the material world, the other half is within the 180 degrees within the material world, and that is upside down. So why is it that this banyan tree is being spoken of so much? Because Srila Prabhupada says, the branches represent various planetary systems. And the fruits represent living entities' activities. Namely, the four activities that we are very proud of, which is religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. So the fruits of this tree are representing these four propensities in us, starting from economic development, sense gratification, religion, and liberation. And Srila Prabhupada then says, the reason for the cause of this tree is the desire in the material world that we are bound by. And just as it is reflected in water, the reason it is reflected with us is because of our desire to lord it in this material world. So the cause is the desire. And that this tree, as I had mentioned earlier, is already a replica or reflection of the real tree. This material world, Srila Prabhupada says, this material manifestation, which is at the center by 180 degrees, and the other 180 degrees obviously constitutes the spiritual world, like I explained, Srila Prabhupada explains the circle. But since the material world is a perverted reflection, so the spiritual world must have the same variegatedness, but in reality. So, you know, because we are calling it a reflection, that doesn't mean that the spiritual world is construed also in the same way. Srila Prabhupada says very clearly that a reflection, that means that the spiritual world has the same variegatedness, but it is a reality. And we know that in the material world, everything is a illusion. So, knowing the Vedas means how to cut off attachment to this material world. One who is attracted to the ritualistic formulas of the Vedas is attracted by the beautiful green leaves of the tree, Srila Prabhupada says. As we know, we have the karma kandis, or the proponents of fruitive activity from the Vedas. Srila Prabhupada says they are only attracted by the beautiful green leaves of the tree. And as we know, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, but in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Yad karosi yad asnasi yad johosi dadasi yad. Yad tapasi kontya tat kurushva mat arpanam. Mat arpanam. That whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. Mad arpanam, as an offering. So everything is done for the pleasure of Vishnu or Krishna and not for the senses. And basically, Srila Prabhupada's analogy of this tree is giving us that this very clear notion that as long as we have desire, we are going to be bound to this material world. But when that desire, like Srila Prabhupada says, is dovetailed with the service of the Lord, that transgresses us from this material world into the spiritual world. And so action in Krishna consciousness is mentioned here by Srila Prabhupada, that when one's activity is changed into karma yoga, then by way of which one can attain spiritual perfection while engaging in the work for which he has a natural tendency. We know that in the Bhagavad Gita, starting from chapter 3 through chapter 5, we have karma yoga being explained. Chapter 3 speaks about karma yoga, and chapter 5 speaks about karma yoga in Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness. And we know that also in the Bhagavad Gita, we have the Chatur Shloka, Man mana mad bhakto mam evasi satyam te prati jani priyasmi. What does the Lord say? That always engage your mind thinking of me. Become my devotee. Offer homage to me and you will come to me. But how is this done? This is done via the medium of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the captain. And the instructions of the personality of Godhead are favorable winds impelling us towards that course. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purpose. Very beautifully say that the spiritual master is the captain. We know we speak that the spiritual master is that link, is that bridge between the material and spiritual worlds. And that link and bridge can be seen as a captain to cross us from the ocean of material existence to our ever blissful situation, which is our real position in the spiritual world. So, Srila Sridhar Swami prays, O transcendentally blissful Guru, when my mind finally achieves a place at your lotus feet, all the tiresome labor of my spiritual practices will be finished. And by your mercy, I will experience the greatest happiness. That is a prayer by one of our authorities. That, O blissful Guru. He says, O blissful Guru, because the Guru is always blissful. And you know, we sing every morning, we sing Saksat Daritvena Samastha Sastre Ukta Satava Taveteva Sadbir Kintu Prabhuya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Shri Charanara Vindam Saksat Daritvena Samastha Sastre. What does it mean? That the revealed scriptures it is declared that the spiritual master should be worshipped just like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that the spiritual master is the most confident servant of the Lord. Saksa Daritvena Samasta Sastre. So, the spiritual master is regarded at the same level as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because he is the most confident servant of the Lord. Confident servant of the Lord. So, Srila Prabhupada, I was reading the second paragraph of today's purport, and Srila Prabhupada emphasizes the importance of association of devotees and emphasizes that we should, in what mood we should approach the spiritual master, because Srila Prabhupada says that the service attitude is the only way that it will induce great souls to be favorable in bestowing their mercy. But he says that we should seek the association of pure devotees. In which way? That we should actually render loving service physically and mentally without reservation. So, in that mood, I was reading Srila Prabhupada's homage to his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami. And if you read that homage, you will see the mood in which Srila Prabhupada himself is offering himself to his own guru. You know, because generally we are offering homage to Srila Prabhupada. But you can see how Srila Prabhupada is imbibing this mood that we need to imbibe in order to progress in our spiritual lives. So Srila Prabhupada prays, or his prayers of offering, he states, every moment we are being deceived by the knowledge of our direct perception. He prays to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj that it is important for us to surrender to the words of the spiritual master. And that's why we get Om Agyanam Timirandasya, torchlight of knowledge. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada prays and is stating that we have been deceived by the knowledge of our direct perception. It is all the creation and concoction of the mind which is always deceiving, changing and flickering. We cannot know anything of the transcendental region by our limited, perverted method of observation and experiment. These are the exact words that Srila Prabhupada is using in his homage. To receive the transcendental knowledge, we must completely surrender ourselves to the real Acharya in a spirit of ardent inquiry and service. And as we know in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Tad vidhi pranipatena also, pariprasnena sevaya upaktakshanti te jnanam, jnaninas tatva darshina. That approach a spiritual master in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. Render service unto him. So Srila Prabhupada says that that service should be done in the mood of ardent inquiry also. That the actual performance of service to the Absolute under the guidance of the Acharya is the only vehicle by which we can assimilate the transcendental knowledge. And not, as earlier Prabhupada mentions, not by the direct perception of our knowledge. And by the concoction of the mind. And by observation and experiment. We cannot understand this science. It is only Guru Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Only through the mercy of Guru. Because when Guru is pleased, Lord Krishna is pleased. So, Srila Prabhupada says, continues to say that the darkness of the present age is not due to lack of material advancement, but it is due to the loss of spiritual advancement. That material advancement is progressing. As we know, in this material world, every time there is, every other day, or every moment, we have material advancement. We hear of such a new app that has been developed, or such a new technology that has been brought forward to make things supposedly easier. So Srila Prabhupada says that that is not the luck of what we say darkness in the present age of Kali. When we say this age is the age of darkness, hypocrisy and quarrel, it is not on the basis of material advancement. It is on the basis that the material advancement is in lieu of spiritual advancement. That because there is loss of spiritual advancement, the age is progressing towards darkness. And spirit and matter are completely separate and contradictory things. Srila Prabhupada further elaborates, because matter and spirit are separate and contradictory, when we only focus on the aspect of material advancement, neglecting the spiritual aspect of it, we are going to be in darkness and we are going to be in anxiety. And there will be no happiness. Why? Because as we know, in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, there's a very nice shloka, Nava Dware Pura Dehi Hanso Lelayate Bahi Vasi Sarvasya Lokasya Stavarasya Charasyascha. That the body consists of the 9 gates, which are the 2 eyes, the 2 ears, or the nostrils, sorry, the 2 ears, the mouth, the anus and the genitals. The living in this conditioned stage identifies himself with the body, but when he identifies himself with the Lord within himself, he becomes just as free as the Lord, even while in this body. So that's why it says Nava Dware. Nava means 9. Dware, gates. As we know, you know that this body is within the 9 gates. And Srimad Bhagavatam, is it Canto 5? Very nice description about the 9 gates in the story of King Puranjana. Very beautifully described how, you know, you get embodied in these 9 gates that we are in. So, Srila Prabhupada says, perfect happiness can be ours only when we are restored to our natural state of spiritual happiness. As we know, Brahmaputta Prasanatma na sochati na kangshati. Brahmaputta Prasanatma. When we are in that blissful stage. And how is that blissful stage attained? That blissful stage is attained by spiritual practice. Engaging in the service and activities of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada continues to say that one should hear the spiritual master very patiently. This is his prayers. This is his homage to his guru. He uses these words. He says, should hear the spiritual master very patiently. Follow him in the measure of our conviction and bow down at his lotus feet for releasing us from our present causeless unwillingness for serving the absolute and all the souls. So beautifully presented by Srila Prabhupada in his prayers on how submissive Srila Prabhupada's mood is. And we know that Srila Prabhupada was a very, very special soul. There is no question about it. But even with all his qualifications, his mood of how he's approaching his spiritual master says, you should hear from him patiently. Follow him in the measure of our conviction. Bow down at his lotus feet for releasing us from our present causeless and willingness for serving the absolute and all the souls. Because we are so conditioned to serve in our own senses. We are so entrapped in these nine gates that we have forgotten that Jiva Sarupa Krishna Nitya Das, that our eternal position is what? Srila Prabhupada says, do not accept this bodily bag of three elements of bile, mucus and air as the self. We are so grossly engrossed in this concept that this rare human form of life that we have achieved is slipping us day by day. And we think we are progressing in economic development, liberation, you know, religiosity. In the name of these things, we think we are progressing. But every day, we are losing that very important aspect of the human body that has been given to us. Srila Prabhupada says that the human body is actually a vehicle to take us to Krishna, and that it should be utilized in that service. And that's why, you know, we say Divya Gyan Hirde Prakasito. It's also part of our prayers. Divya Gyan Hirde Prakasito. Every morning or every day we also chant this in our Guru Puja. Divya Gyan Hirde Prakasito. Because the Guru is giving us this knowledge, is opening our gyans. So do not identify the material cause with ourselves. All our activities are turned to the upkeep of the cage. And the most we try is to give some food to the mind by art and literature. By the act of reading some literature, we are pleasing the mind, which is very superficial. That we are so much into the upkeep of the cage of the body as compared to the soul. And as we know that also the mind is one of the subtle, gross senses. Because we have the five senses and then we have the three gross senses. So the mind is one of the gross senses. Subtle senses. But it is not, when you think that the mind is being satisfied, it doesn't really satisfy the soul. Because the soul is beyond the gross and subtle body. So, the nine processes then of service, Srila Prabhupada then says that he continues to pray that very humbly there is no hope, and that this is his final prayer to his guru. He says that there is no hope of direct service for the coming crores of births of this sojourn of my life. But let me have the power of recollection that I am a tiny servant of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada in such a humble state is saying that there is no hope that he will be able to give direct service. Not just in this lifetime, but crores of births. But he prays that let me have the power of recollection that I may be a tiny servant of the Lord. This is the prayers of Srila Prabhupada to his guru. You can see the mood that our Acharya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada is showing us in practicing this devotional life. And obviously, as we know that, you know, we chant every morning, and the second offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the name of the Lord. Vaishnava Prad. We should really, that's the mud elephant offense. We should be very careful about Vaishnava Prad. And the Guru is engaging us in the nine processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. The nine processes of devotional service. With Shravanam coming from hearing, Kirtanam being chanting, Vishnu Smaranam, remembering, Padasevanam, serving the lotus feet, Archanam, worship of the deity, Vandanam, praying, Dasyam, carrying out orders, Satyam, serving as a friend, and then the last is Atma Nivedanam, sacrifice everything for the Lord. So Atma Nivedanam comes last. But through these nine processes of devotional service, we engage our senses, mind and body in the service of the Lord. Not for the benefit of anyone, but for the benefit of ourselves. Now sometimes we are in that this concoction that I'm doing this for so and so, I'm doing this for so and so. No, we're actually doing it for ourselves. And with that, I will open the floor to questions, comments. Srimad Bhagavatam class ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.